The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
As Speaker Kevin McCarthy and the Biden administration are still negotiating the final details of raising the debt limit and finalizing budget details for the federal government, which affects how much of our hard-earned money will be sent to Washington, hold on to your wallet, because if you live in Greenville County, there may be a hefty property tax increase coming in your next tax notice if a current proposal in front of county council passes. Council members are reminding us that this would be the first tax increase in 30 years, but boy, what an increase. The current proposal is going to be a shock to your household budget. On our guest line this morning, representing District 20 on the Greenville County Council, Councilman Steve Shaw. It's always a pleasure. Good morning, sir. How are you?
It's a pleasure, Joey. Good morning. Thank you.
Last week, Councilman, the Post and Courier published a great article, I thought, with details about the next couple of years' budget that the council is presently considering. And as a reminder to our listeners, Greenville County does its budget on a two-year cycle. Councilman, I'm hoping that there was a misprint, because as I read the Post and Courier, it said that we're about to face a 23% tax increase. Was that a mistake, or was that correct?
No, I checked my reading glasses also, and it was absolutely correct. It's correct.
Wow.
And you know, when I was out campaigning, one resident really hit home with it, saying, you know, when are the Greenville County taxpayers going to get basically a dividend? The ones who have lived here all these years, paid taxes all these years, but are suffering from the roads, the issues of growth, and is there a dividend for being the good person and paying all those years? Well, this is the exact opposite. This is taxing those people who are, you know, here and pay taxes, basically.
Let's get into a couple of and speaking of the roads, before we move on, it's my understanding that none of this new money is going to go towards roads. Is that right?
Correct. Councilman Jouvelakis point blank asked our administration that at a workshop, and just went through it line by line, and the administrator basically was required to admit that no, this increase is not going to roads.
And you know, that's one of the most common questions that I get from listeners is, when are we going to do something about our roads? And you know, over previous years, we've had a penny here and a penny there that's gone up on gas tax. And of course, we were promised that was going to take care of all of our roads. But we still have some pretty tough roads out there. All right. So, based on the numbers that I read about in the Post and Courier article, it appears that there's going to be an increase of spending over the next couple of years in this new budget of $100 million plus, right? So where is the additional money going to be spent?
Well, the problem areas I see are, we're looking at an increase in, I call it government subsidized places to live, or government subsidized housing. That, you know, it's called affordable housing,
right?
That kind of thing. There's a large increase in millions of dollars going to that. So again, you're asking current tax paying homeowners to foot the bill for so-called government, whatever you want to call it, affordable housing. Completely new. That's additional money that we haven't been doing in the past. Millions of dollars going to Greenlink, the buses. In fairness to them, I've never looked at the actual numbers. I've never sat there and got, you know, some university students to do some kind of research on it, but every time I see those buses, one, they're in Greenville City, which we're not talking about here. We don't pay for Greenville City. Number two is they seem very empty all the time. And we're talking about millions of dollars going to that every year. The other thing would be green space. And the green space I'm talking about is subsidizing what nonprofits have been doing in the past, which is getting conservation easements on land. The vast majority of them way up north. Beautiful land, great idea, great effort, but they're asking for an increase in the taxpayers to support that. And you know, for instance, there was one in my district in Paris Mountain State Park. It had unintended consequences in that, you know, it's going to the neighbor, we're trying to fight off any kind of extra traffic or anything. But what it did is it took an existing conservation easement that had already been done in the private sector of 150 acres or so. It was already protected. It was already green space, but it put it into more of the public coffer, and then it opened it up to maybe some recreation and all that. But the point there being is it was able to be done in the private sector without government money.
Yeah. Now let's go back for a minute, Councilman. On our guest line, Steve Shaw, who represents District 20 on Greenville County Council. Back to the affordable housing, because I noticed in this article, the director of the Greenville Housing Fund, which they do some good work. I get that, and I understand that we have to have affordable housing if we're going to have people working and doing certain things in our community. We got to have that. But the director of Greenville Housing Fund in the article said, quote, that 80% of residents in Greenville can no longer afford to buy a home in the county, and that rental rates have increased 20%. In the past 5 years. As a result, people are moving into more affordable Spartanburg and Anderson counties and putting a strain on Greenville County's roads and services, she said. Now, the first thing that occurred to me, as being someone who has invested in rental property, is we're going to really hurt a lot of people out there who are just hardworking residents of Greenville County, who are just trying to raise their families. Their rents are going to go up considerably because people who have invested in rental properties, when they get an additional 23% property taxes on those properties, what are they going to do with it, Councilman? They're just going to add it back to the rent. So we're going to help supply affordable housing to a few, but we're going to really hurt a lot of people out there who are going to see their rents go sky high.
Yes, absolutely. Those are going to be the ones that are taxed at 6%. As you know, they're non-homestead. They're going to be rentals. They're just going to raise those and pass it on to the tenants. The other thing is businesses are going to do that. Businesses are going to get taxed on all their property. And if they are renting, the business rents are going to go up. That means the prices are going to go up. The restaurant food's going to go up. So it's another social engineering of the government that just we, as conservatives, it should be a no-brainer that this stuff doesn't work. It's expensive, overcomplication. It's non-market-based solutions, and we don't even believe in that. So if you're running, as 10 out of the 12 council members have run in their campaign ads and everything else, they've looked people in the eye and said, we're conservatives. It's anti the basic philosophy of a conservative. It should be a no-brainer. We shouldn't even be having this discussion.
Yep. So, Councilman, what is your recommendation to people who are listening this morning, who live in Greenville County, who are just now hearing about this? Do phone calls and emails, does that make a difference to you when you hear from your constituents?
It absolutely does. If you look back on the library, you know, when they tried to push this crazy stuff on the library board and all that, we had a massive response by the folks, your listeners, and people calling in, and it absolutely makes a huge difference. And it reaches the people, reaches the council members who aren't used to getting transparency, one, and number two, they're not used to just hearing from their constituents. So it absolutely helps. And thank you very much for asking that.
Absolutely. Well, and I've made it real simple. So if you're listening this morning and you have an issue with your property taxes, and this isn't just your home. This is your cars, your recreational vehicles. Councilman, you mentioned small businesses. Those small businesses who have vehicles out on the road, you know, all of this, any personal property is going to be subject to this increase. So if you're listening and you're thinking this is not the direction that you want Greenville County to go, then reach out to your county council member. Do it today because this is moving. This is, you've already had the first reading on the budget. There's going to be some public hearings. Show up at the public hearings. But I've made it real simple for you. All you have to do is text the keyword tax to our text line, 877-235-9405. Just text the keyword tax. I'm going to send you a link that has all of Greenville County Council members, their names and their contact numbers. Call them today and let them know that you don't want a 23% increase in your county tax and ask them to have County Administrator Joe Cornell to go back to the drawing board and come up with a different plan, because there are other options, aren't there?
There absolutely are, and I'm just looking at the numbers. And first of all, everybody needs to remember if this is being sold as we haven't had an increase in 30 years. Well, we all know our taxes go up every 5 years with assessment. But I'm just looking at the numbers for these 2 years. You know, you're talking about in the $400 million range, and this increase is supposed to raise $31 million at least. Ask administration to cut back $31 million, and that solves our problem. We have to increase taxes.
Well, and you raised another issue there too, Councilman, as far as reassessment, because this is 23% now. When we have reassessment again, the effective rate of this is going to be much more because this is just going to be taxed on the additional value of your property once that reassessment occurs, right?
Absolutely correct. And the one thing all of us need to remember, and I need to remember it all the time, is that this is an expansion of county government. This is an increase in the rate of millage, not the money. It's not just about the extra money it's bringing in, but this is an increase in the slice of the pie that county government is taking versus what you're keeping for yourself at home.
Yep. Councilman Steve Shaw, thank you. And hey, let's stay in touch and check back with us. We're going to start having some of those telephones ring and keep us informed on what happens at the public hearings and in your next meeting, please.
Absolutely, Joey. Thank you so much.
Sure thing. Appreciate your time this morning. Steve Shaw, who represents District 20 on the Greenville County Council, text the keyword tax, just the word tax, to 877-235-9405. Call your council member and let them know that we need to take another look at this. This is the absolute worst time to even be considering an increase. Hey, look, maybe Joe Cornell can cut some of his salary back. Cut some of the money that he makes back, because he's paid very handsomely.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.